So, you know, kind of starting with my point of view or my experience connected to the Olympic Park is that these waterways are really kind of like the arteries that connect, you know, they're the kind of the forgotten infrastructure that's already there. These kind of like meandering spaces that have been very empty and forgotten, but that do kind of weave their way through this part of London, you know, and then extending out and joining up to the Thames. And so I think it's just this big kind of like structure of connectivity. And part of, I think, the vision of the Olympic Park has been to really kind of like celebrate the waterways and really show that they exist. And I think by showing that they exist in the park and making them like a main feature of the park, it then kind of generates just this awareness and kind of like reawakening of the waterways. And I think, you know, I don't know if that has been the catalyst or if there was this kind of interest anyway, but I just feel from a cultural point of view there's been this real kind of renaissance or like zeitgeist of the waterways, that so many kind of cultural activities are really starting to take place now. So part of the future that I see for this, it very much comes from that kind of recreational but cultural perspective of the waterways, but that then is at the same time linked very much to the history of it.